at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
He will not testify. Obama advisor Ben Rhodes brags to the New York Times about manipulating journalists to sell the Iran nuclear deal, and the Obama administration says he won't testify before a House committee about what he did. Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz says the senior Obama advisor should have to explain and clarify his comments. A spokesperson for the White House saying if he did, it would threaten the president's ability to
DiscoverTheForest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A new revelation is showing the Obama administration is endangering our troops. USA Radio's Jason Wirt has more.
A shocking new report is showing that both the Marines and Air Force have had to take parts off aircraft in museums just to keep active duty aircraft flying because of Obama administration cuts to the military budget. Justin Johnson of the Daily Signal tells USA Radio News the dire state of our air fleet comes from a president who is anti-military.
Well, I think it's been very clear from day one that President Obama does not prioritize our national defense. He's wanted to spend amazing amount of money on basically anything but national security.
Levels of Army troops have been reduced to the point our force sits below pre-World War II levels. I'm Jason Wirt.
A new report has details about early prevention methods for certain types of cancer. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Exercise could reduce the risk for more than a dozen different types of cancer. That's according to research out of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, which finds that stacking up hours of physical activity can lower the risk for even the most common types of cancer, such as breast, colon, and lung. Leukemia is also mentioned in the study, as well as cancers of the liver, kidney, and stomach, as well as the bladder. Current federal guidelines suggest 2.5 hours of moderate intensity activity per week. I'm Anthony Lucero.
The Washington Monument opening back up this morning after an elevator malfunction leads to its closure over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 5 after the hour, time for Hunterton Chamber Radio weather. Mostly cloudy skies today, 50% chance of precipitation. Today is Tuesday, it's May 17, 2016. Cloudy today, a chance of rain this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds, 5 miles an hour, chance of rain, 50%. Cloudy with a 50% chance of rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming northwest after midnight. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. On Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. Mostly sunny on Friday the 20th, highs in the mid-70s. And on the 21st, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, chance of rain 50%. That is Good Morning Hunter, Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Checking my alerts just like you can. Just go to hertteammate.com, register with them.
You can get the same alerts I do via smartphone. You can also follow them on Twitter and have those tweets converted into quick text. So, check it out. Compared to yesterday, it's a blessing. Nothing out there right now. Yesterday was a nightmare. Hopefully we can keep it safe and sound and smart right now. So nothing right now. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Trek. History from History.com for May 17, 2016. We'll start out with the lead story. On this day, in 1954, in a major civil rights victory, the U.S. Supreme Court hands down in a unanimous decision in Brown v. Board of Education of Topeka, ruling that racial segregation in public educational facilities is unconstitutional. The historic decision, which brought an end to federal tolerance of racial segregation, specifically dealt with Linda Brown, a young African-American girl who had been denied admission to her local elementary school in Topeka, Kansas, because of the color of her skin. Of course, we had plenty more of those going on and throughout the country, but that was one of the first. 1769, on this day, George Washington launches a legislative salvo at Great Britain's fiscal and judicial attempts to maintain its control over the American colonies, with his sights set on protesting the British policy of taxation without representation. Washington brought a package of non-importation resolutions before the Virginia House of Burgesses. In 2005, on this day, Toyota Motor Company announces its plans to produce a gasoline-electric hybrid version of its best-selling Camry sedan. Built at the company's Georgetown, Kentucky plant, the Camry became Toyota's first hybrid model to be manufactured in the United States. 1863, the Union Army defeats the Confederates on the Big Black River in Mississippi, drives them into Vicksburg in part of the brilliant campaign by General Ulysses S. Grant. The Union leader had swung his army down the Mississippi River past the strong riverfront defenses and landed in Mississippi, south of Vicksburg. He then moved northeast towards Jackson and split his force to defeat Joseph Johnson's troops in the city and John C. Pemberton's at Champion Hill. 1990, Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev meets with Lithuanian Prime Minister Kazimierz Prunskin as an effort to settle differences arising from Lithuania's recent proclamation of independence from the Soviet Union. For Gorbachev, the meeting was a test of his skill and ability to maintain the crumbling Soviet empire. In 1974, in Los Angeles, California, police surround a home in Compton where the leaders of a terrorist group known as the Symbionese Liberation Army, or SLA, are hiding out. The SLA had kidnapped Patricia Hearst of the fabulously wealthy Hearst family publishing empire months earlier, earning headlines across the country. Police found at the house in Compton when a local mother reported that her kids had seen a bunch of people playing with an arsenal of automatic weapons in the living room of their home. In 1994, a fire in an overcrowded Honduras prison kills 103 people on this day. An overheated refrigerator motor sparked the horrible blaze that raced through the outdated jail. Only a year later, a gang fight in the same prison had left nearly 70 dead. In 1970, Norwegian ethnologist Thor Heyerdahl and a multinational crew set out from Morocco across the Atlantic Ocean in Ra II, a papyrus sailing craft modeled after ancient Egyptian sailing vessels. Heyerdahl was attempting to prove his theory that Mediterranean civilizations sailed to America in ancient times and enchanted and exchanged cultures with the people of Central and South America. The Ra II crossed the 4,000 miles of ocean into Barbados in 57 days. 1973, in Washington, D.C., the Senate Selecting Committee on Presidential Campaign Activities, headed by Senator Sam Ervin of North Carolina, begins televised hearings on the escalating Watergate affair. 1 week later, Harvard Law professor Archibald Cox was sworn in as special Watergate prosecutor. 2004, Marcia Kadish, 56, and Tanya McCloskey, 52, of Malden, Massachusetts, marry in Cambridge City Hall in Massachusetts, becoming the first legally married same-sex partners in the United States. Over the course of the day, 77 other same-sex couples tied the knot across the state, and hundreds more applied for marriage licenses. The day was characterized by a much celebration, and only a few of the expected protests materialized. In 2000, Donna Martin, played by Tori Spelling, and David Silver, Brian Austin Green, finally say their vows. An on-and-off couple, Kelly Taylor, which was played by Jenny Garth, and Dylan McKay, played by Luke Perry, reunites as the curtain closes on the teen drama series Beverly Hills 90210 after 10 seasons. The final episode of the show, which premiered on October 4, 1990, on the Fox Television Network, airs on this day in 2000. In 1965, based on an outcry from parents who brought into what may have started as an idle rumor, the FBI launched a formal investigation in 1964 into the supposedly pornographic lyrics of the song Louie Louie. That investigation finally neared its conclusion on this day in 1965 when the FBI laboratory declared the lyrics of Louie Louie to be officially unintelligible. What a great use of government spending. Oh, my goodness. 1885, for the second time in 2 years, the Apache chief Geronimo breaks out of Arizona reservation, sparking panic among the Arizona settlers. And finally in sports, 1983, the New York Islanders win their fourth consecutive Stanley Cup, sweeping the Edmonton Oilers 4-0 with a 4-2 win at home at New York's Long Island. That's the Nassau Coliseum. They don't play there anymore. They're over at the Barclays Center. But they were doing a pretty good job this year. Just didn't make it all the way. Today in History from History.com for May 17th, 2016. Now, what were they saying about that unintelligible song? I don't know. Let's find out. I'll be right back. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidine Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidine Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
There you go. You listen to it over and over and over again. I'm sure you won't know what the heck they're talking about. There's actually multiple renditions of this, but this is the one that everybody was blaming for the quote-unquote pornographic lyrics. All right, we have other things to talk about. A little bit more important than that. Let's find out what's happening in Hunterdon County. Well, yesterday when I was talking about the fire at the Clinton Music Hall, it appeared that to me that we've had a number of unfortunate fires, and looks like Craig Turpin realized it too. And Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reported yesterday that there have been 22 big fires in 5 months in these two New Jersey counties. So, multiple alarm fires in 2016 in Hunterdon and Somerset. As of Sunday, including February's devastating blaze that destroyed a warehouse complex in Hillsboro and a forest fire in March, a number of businesses have been damaged in fires, and two of the fires have been fatal. The most recent blaze was Sunday's fire in Clinton that destroyed a historic building once housing the town's music hall. Here's a list of the known multiple alarm fires in both counties since January. None of the fires was determined to be suspicious. The cause of the music hall fire remains under investigation. In January, we had Reddington Township. An 88-year-old woman, Evelyn C. Miller, died in a fire on January 2nd at Higginsville Road residence. In Bernardsville, a fire that started at 2:15 a.m. on January 8th above the historic station restaurant and bar displaced 20 residents. Hillsboro Township, the barn fire on January 15th closed Amwell Road. Montgomery Township, a fire was reported at a building on Route 518 on January 21st. The Blauenberg Cafe and Catering Company, located nearby, was damaged but reopened shortly after. In Raritan Township, a home on Four Seasons Road was damaged on January 25th in a fire that appeared to start when a dryer caught fire. In Bridgewater Township, a 90-year-old man was the victim of a fatal house fire on January 31st on Bridgewater Avenue. That's just January. In February, Hillsboro Township, fire at Veterans Industrial Park off Route 206 ignited on February 11th and burned over 24 hours before being brought under control. Fought by hundreds of firefighters from across New Jersey, it destroyed two 240,000-square-foot buildings and had led to calls for changes to fire regulations at federally owned properties. In Clinton Township, with a heavy smoke pouring from the home just minutes after their arrival, firefighters worked 3 hours on February 16th to battle a house fire on Rossi Drive. In March, three-alarm house fire on Far Knoll Lane was quickly extinguished in Reddington Township on March 6th. It was a dryer. Raritan Township, a fire at Angelo's Pizzeria on Route 31 on March 16th was determined to be electrical. Delaware Township, a barn on Sandbrook Headquarters Road, burned in two-alarm fire on March 28th. And in Lebanon Township, firefighters from 10 departments battled a large forest fire that spread over 60 acres in March 30th. In April, West Amwell Township, a two-alarm fire was reported April 10th at a historic farm once owned by William Fox, founder of Fox Film Corporation and later owned by the author of Death Wish. Hillsborough Township, three police officers suffered smoke inhalation, and one of them was hospitalized on April 8th after they helped rescue two residents from an early morning house fire on Amwell Road. In Franklin Township in Hunterdon County, firefighters from around Hunterdon County responded to a fire on April 13th at Pittstown Road, the residents that left much of the home damaged. Lebanon Township, a fire at the home of Lebanon Farm Road, drew a response from several area fire companies along with the Tanker Task Force on April 16th. In PPAC, a Deep Path residence was heavily damaged by a blaze on the 19th, according to New Jersey Hills Media Group. And in Montgomery Township, Marion Drive residence was damaged Saturday by a fire that started in garage on April 20th. And here we are in May. A fire at Cafe Cicchetti in Flemington on May 2nd started in the attic. Delaware Township, a candle left unattended in the upstairs apartment, appeared to be the cause of a fire May 3rd that heavily damaged the building housing the Rosemont Cafe. In Raritan Township, a man suffered severe burns in a house fire on Old Clinton Road on May 8th. And in Clinton, over 12 fire departments worked for over 9 hours battling a blaze of the historic music hall. The fire ultimately destroyed the building on West Main Street, which dates back to 1891. So, here are the things that I can grab from this. We have a number of old historic buildings. They are not, by any means, going through any extensive work to make sure that they are more fire-preventive than any other building. In fact, they probably are worse. So if we want to keep these things around, we have to make that investment. Yet, nobody wants to do something like that because, A, it's costly, and, B, it kind of detracts from the historic nature of them. Number two, for those of you who are residents, candles and dryers, I don't know if it's lint, I don't know if it's some part that's malfunctioning, but you need to have your stuff checked and look at it. You might be saving a few dollars by not doing anything, but then again, you're out of money when your house burned down. So get your appliances looked at or cleaned, at least, especially dryers that have lint that can catch fire. So just a wake-up call there. Lots of things happening, and it's starting to compound. It's 7:28, and let's see, we have a little time before we get to the news. Let's do that. Well, we have respect is the motto of New Flemington Business Group. Sally Graziano of Agita.com reports that from attracting more foot traffic to the borough during the day to creating more connections within the community, business owners have lots of suggestions on how the borough should prepare for the future. And about 25 gathered on Monday afternoon at Grateful Bites on Route 12 to discuss what's ahead for the county seat and how to revitalize its businesses. It was an introductory meeting of the Flemington Community Partnership, which has replaced the Flemington Business Improvement District, and the talk on Monday focused on two areas suggested for improvement and the partnership's 2016 budget. The meeting was opened by one of the partnership's incorporators, Dr. Paul Marciano, who asked everyone to remain respectful and civil. "My license plate reads, respect," he said. "We need that. It means actively listening and appreciating different values. On social media, some comments have done nothing but tarnish and damage the image of this town, and it has to stop." He said the new partnership will act with transparency, values, and creativity. "We need to be more assertive," Marciano said. "We cannot allow things to stand still." The partnership's other incorporators, Karen Monroy and Councilman Brian Swingle, stood with Marciano next to a whiteboard, and Monroy went around the room asking each business owner for a suggestion of something important for Flemington's future. She wrote the suggestions down, from attracting new businesses to Flemington to bringing in foot traffic during the day, to adding events like art and craft shows and concerts. Specific suggestions included cleaning up the town, sprucing up facades, and fixing roads. We need more stability destinations, said Carol Todd, owner of Market Roost Restaurant. On Mother's Day, we had to turn away 75 people. The people are here. We need to raise the bar. We need really high-end. There's a lot of money in Hunterdon County. Activities for children and families were suggested, and the Reverend Dr. Paul Jaw of Flemington United Methodist Church said they're planning to make the church's backyard a first-class children's playground. That brought a round of applause from the room. Addressing the idea of bringing people into town, Wendy Richardson of the Software School, who was named Volunteer of the Year, said she likes the idea of connecting people through music and art and would like to try a revive of Thursday Night Lights. Attorney George Diltz called the support for significant change, referring to plans by Jack Cuss Jr. to replace the Union Hotel and the immediate area around it with a plaza, a new hotel, restaurants, housing, and more. We need something very substantial to support what we want to bring back to this town, Diltz said. Monroy and Swingle said the new group's efforts would complement Cust's plans. There's other stuff that has to happen that's not going to fall on Mr. Cust's shoulders, Swingle said. Monroy said the new FCP will have conversations with Cust, probably since he's acquired the necessary properties. Robert Shore, a former chairman of the Flemington bid, which has designated by the borough, took his turn to say, before we do anything in this town, we have to address the corruption. Monroy stopped him, saying people were here to be treated with respect, and he eventually summed his comments up to, no lies. Monroy reviewed the budget for the Flemington Community Partnership, saying the 2016 figure is $362,000. Economic development would take 13% of the budget, addressing suggestions like bringing in business, including restaurants, marketing, would take the largest chunk, 40%, and address suggestions like cleaning things up, fixing roads, and improving signage. Visual programs would use 21% of the budget, Monroy said, and include items like planters and benches. The partnership is also planning to offer business a matching grant program, simplifying the application to one page. Administrative costs would take up 19% of the 2016 budget, Monroy said, and would include hiring an executive director. The goal is to keep our annual administrative expenses under 30%, she said, and the consultants have suggested hiring an executive director in combination with an administrative staff person that will keep us below 30%. The budget would hold 7% in reserve. Looking at the suggestions on the board beside her and reflecting on the percentages set aside in the budget, Monroe said, we're all on the same page. How cool is that? And Marciano said the budget would be presented to borough council later in the week. Well, we'll see. We've done this a couple of times now. And there's two things I got to say about it. Number one is groupthink. There's a tendency to continue to do the same thing over and over and over again because the same people are getting involved in trying to present the ideas. You'll notice that the Thursday Night Lights was resuggested. Maybe that is a good idea. I don't know. But the fact is that they rely on the quick answers to certain things that have already been achieved. Number two, Robert Shore is kind of getting under the skin of some folks, but the true discussion is how do you unfurl the onion to get down to the real crux of some of the political agendas that are going on. And political agendas are always going to happen when money is involved. So you need a way to somehow get peace through that. Otherwise, somebody is going to undermine the plan, and that's going to make it very difficult to enact. So you need to get there somehow, some way. And having a nice, pleasant introductory meeting is great. But eventually it's going to get down to real work, and you're going to have to do it. All right, we're at a breaking point. We're going to take a news break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, and we'll get to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports in just a few minutes.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Oregon and Kentucky vote for their choice of presidential candidates today. Democrats and Republicans heading to the polls in Oregon, while the Kentucky contest is only for Democrats. The likely GOP presidential nominee scheduled to meet with a former Secretary of State, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Reports are this face-to-face meeting between Donald Trump and Henry Kissinger will take place on Wednesday after several weeks' worth of phone conversations the two have already had. Kissinger's years of experience on the world stage often making him a go-to authority for Republicans, the 92-year-old Kissinger having served under both Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford.
Twitter is making room for longer messages. Bloomberg says the social media company soon going to stop counting links and photos as part of the 140-character limit on messages. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good.
Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Ohio Governor John Kasich says he's not going to make a third-party run for the White House. He recently ended his Republican presidential campaign. There has been considerable speculation about a conservative bid to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. The gun that George Zimmerman used to kill unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin is still on the virtual auction block. UnitedGroup.com creator Todd Underwood says that he's doing nothing wrong by allowing the controversial auction to go on. It's the third attempt by the former Florida neighborhood watchman to sell the weapon after internet trolls drove up the bids last week to a bogus price of about $65 million. He was acquitted of second-degree murder charges in 2013. And there are reports that the NTSB will rule that last year's Amtrak crash just north of Philadelphia was caused because the engineer was distracted. CNN says that radio transmissions about other trains being hit by projectiles distracted engineer Brandon Bostian. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A new revelation is showing the Obama administration is endangering our troops. USA Radio's Jason Wirt has more.
A shocking new report is showing that both the Marines and Air Force have had to take parts off aircraft in museums just to keep active duty aircraft flying because of Obama administration cuts to the military budget. Justin Johnson of the Daily Signal tells USA Radio News the dire state of our air fleet comes from a president who is anti-military.
Well, I think it's been very clear from day one that President Obama does not prioritize our national defense. He's wanted to spend an amazing amount of money on basically anything but national security.
Levels of Army troops have been reduced to the point our force sits below pre-World War II levels. I'm Jason Wirt.
A new report has details about early prevention methods for certain types of cancer. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Exercise could reduce the risk for more than a dozen different types of cancer. That's according to research out of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, which finds that stacking up hours of physical activity can lower the risk for even the most common types of cancer, such as breast, colon, and lung. Leukemia is also mentioned in the study, as well as cancers of the liver, kidney, and stomach, as well as the bladder. Current federal guidelines suggest 2.5 hours of moderate intensity activity per week. I'm Anthony Lucero.
The Washington Monument opening back up this morning after an elevator malfunction leads to its closure over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
It's time for 100 Champ Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our 5 regional high schools and our 2 minor league baseball teams. Find out what's going on yesterday. DelVal had a baseball game against Hightstown, and Hightstown took it at a score of 7-5. 4-1 victory over Pingree in softball, and a 20-11 girls lacrosse win over Warren Hills. 100 Central, 187-159 loss to Blair Academy in girls golf yesterday. 9-5 loss to Chatham in boys lacrosse, but a 6-0 shutout over Mahwah in baseball. A 6-0 shutout of West Morris by Northumberland in baseball yesterday. 16-4 win by Gil St. Bernard's in baseball over Southumberland, and a 9-8 win over New Hope Solbury in softball. Voorhees, 6-1 loss to North Warren in baseball yesterday. A 16-4 decisive win over Roxbury in softball, and a 6-5 win over Warren Hills in boys lacrosse. That brings us to the calendar for the next couple of days. For today, we have baseball. South Huntington will be at Pingree at 3:45, and Delaware Valley will be at Chatham at 4. Boys golf starts at 8 a.m. Huntington Central. We'll be at Fox Hollow Golf Club for the NJSIAA's sectionals. South Huntington travels to Solbury at Heron Glen, 3:30. Immaculata hosts Voorhees at Black Oak Golf Club at 3:30. And the girls' golf NJSIAA tournament starts at Stanton Ridge at 8 a.m. The Central Bridgewater-Raritan golf match has been changed to the 18th. Voorhees will host Warren Hills for a softball game today at 3:45, and Watchung Hills will travel to Central at 3:45. Franklin hosts North Huntington. Huntington Central hosts Watchung Hills. And a tennis match today, varsity NJSIAA, Montgomery hosts Central at Montgomery High School at 3:30. Tomorrow, boys baseball, South Huntington's at Phillipsburg, 3:15. Boys golf tomorrow, Delaware Valley's at South Huntington Regional at Heron Glen at 3. The Immaculata-Delaware Valley match has been canceled. Voorhees will be at Central at 3:15 at Heron Glen. The Voorhees Huntington Central, well, now it says it's canceled, so I don't know which one it is. I'll have to check. Golf match, Delaware Valley's at South Huntington at Heron Glen. Central girls are at Bridgewater Raritan at Green Knoll Golf Club at 3 o'clock for a golf match. Middle Township is at Delaware Valley Regional High School at 3:45 for lacrosse. Clifton travels to Central at 5 o'clock for boys lacrosse, part of the state tournament. Voorhees will be at Cranford at 6:30 for Boers Varsity State game. Girls lacrosse, Voorhees is at Academy of the Holy Angels for a Varsity State game. Holmdel is at DelVal at 4:30. Softball tomorrow, Manville's at South Huntington at 4:15. Central's at Mount St. Dominic Academy. Spring Track and Field Novice event. Phillipsburg is at Voorhees at 3:45, and Ridge is at Voorhees as well. The Watchung Hills Central tennis match has been scheduled to the 11th, which already got played. Central Watchung Hills, I guess, is changed. Track and Field, Voorhees will host the freshmen and sophomores at 3:45. Central will be there, and Watchung Hills will be there. That's our five regional high schools. Let's move on to see how the Patriots and the Thunder are doing. So yesterday they both were off, as I recall. The Patriots and Thunder had both Mondays off. And so the Patriots will, I'm going to check the standings here. The Patriots are facing the Bridgeport Bluefish for the next 3 days at Bridgeport. Four games in 3 days. So 7:10 game tonight, a 10:35 and 7:10 game tomorrow, and a 7:10 game Thursday. The Patriots will be back home to take on the Long Island Ducks. 7:05 on the 20th, 7:05 on the 21st, and a 1:05 start on the 22nd. Patriots will also be home on the 24th, 25th, 26th, taking on the Sugar Land Skeeters. All 2:07:05 starts, and then the last day, Thursday, is 11:05 a.m. start. We have fireworks on Friday. You have Ballpark Comic-Con on the 21st, and Baseballs and Down Syndrome Awareness Day is on Sunday. We have Dancing with the Patriots. Win $10,000 is on the 24th. You have Fireworks and Greek Heritage Night on the 25th. And on the 26th, it's School Day. The Patriots, checking the standings here, having a record of 17-7, which is a 7.08 average. They are 2.5 games ahead of the Long Island Ducks and 5.5 games over the New Britain Bees. The York Revolution leads the Freedom Division. The York Revolution is at a record of 15-10, and the Sugar Land Skeeters are in second place with a record of 13-11. So the Patriots are 2.5 games ahead of the York Revolution, and 4 games, essentially, over the Sugar Land Skeeters. The Patriots were on a roll there for a little while and kind of gave back some of the momentum, so they still lead the division and the league completely, but not as dominant as they once were. Moving on to the Thunder, they were off yesterday as well. But to give you their schedule, they will be today at hosting Richmond. 7:05, 7 o'clock start tonight. 10:30 a.m. start tomorrow, and a 7 o'clock start on the 19th. The Thunder are off to visit Reddington on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. 7:05 on the 20th, 6:05 on the 21st, and at 2:05 p.m. start on the 22nd. Hosting the New Hampshire team on the 23rd to the 26th, 7 o'clock starts except for the 26th, which will be a 10:30 a.m. game. And then off to visit Binghamton for 4 games. Looking at the Thunder's status, let's find out how they're doing. Current standings. We have the Thunder are in the Eastern Division, Eastern League Eastern Division, and are in third place. They are 4 games out of first. The Reading Fighting Phils are in first with a record of 24-13, and the Hartford Yard Goats a record of 23-14. So 3 games out of second place. In the Eastern League Western Division, the Akron Rubber Ducks lead the entire league with a record of 27-10. The Altoona Curve has a record of 20-17. They're in second place, but 7 games out of first already. And the Bowie Bay Sox have a record of 16-20. They're in third. So a two-horse race going on in the Eastern League Western Division. And very competitive in the Eastern League Eastern Division, with four teams all vying for two spots. So the Thunder are going to have to put the pedal to the metal, but get more activity and wins in their belt to try and achieve. That is our 100 Chamber Radio Sports Scores encounter for our five regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment with more of Good Morning 100 and 100chamberradio.com in just a minute.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Yeah, it's bicycle for work week, so clean yourself if you do that. Now, perhaps you'd like to bicycle to four historic houses. That's part of a fundraiser. Public opening is during this fundraiser. Emily Cummins reports that showcasing Great Revival, Georgian Colonial, and Victorian and Victorian Gothic structures in Borough, the Flemington Historic Preservation Commission will host its second Stroll Through Flemington Historic House Tour in June. The The self-guided tour goes through Flemington's Historic District, which is on the State and National Register of Historic Places, and features four privately owned homes and four public buildings, including the Hunterdon County Courthouse, where the tour will begin on Saturday, June 4th from noon to 5. Guides will be available at all sites to provide information to visitors, and homeowners will also be available to answer questions. Your tickets are $20 in advance and are available at Coco's Cafe, Barclays Gourmet, Kevin Von Holt Gallery, Chive and Time, and at the Flemington Municipal Building. Tickets will be available on the tour day at Hunterdon County Courthouse for $25, and the event is rain or shine. Proceeds from the event support the historic preservation efforts in Hunterdon, and in 2014 the commission raised over $8,000. The HPC has been working towards being more self-supporting for its projects and will benefit Flemington Borough, Commission Chair Elaine Gorman said. There are so many fine homes and businesses and properties in Flemington, and on the tour it will brings a lot of people into the borough for shopping and to our restaurants. Gorman added that the tour offers a unique opportunity to go inside private homes and expand access to buildings that are only occasionally open to the public. The mission of the Flemington Historic Preservation Commission is to safeguard the borough architecturally, historically, and through beautification, while protecting historic resources and educating the public about the preservation and protection of the historic culture within the borough. Visit historicflemingtonnj.com for further information and online pre-ticket prices. All right, so you have the opportunity to go and check out some of those fabulous homes. I've been ridden with some folks through Flemington, and there are some folks that just marvel at the unique showcase of all the different buildings that are available to us. So there you have it. You have your opportunity. Now, and those folks that open their homes, their private homes, for it, that's just fantastic, really. The Historic Preservation Commission, they're trying their best to preserve and promote the history of Hunterdon County. And I find it admirable. And in certain cases, that's exactly what we should do. Having some of that, those buildings there for that purpose and because people want to cherish them is wonderful. When it comes, though, to the Union Hotel and how such a large structure is hard to restore, and even if it was restored, it won't really suffice in the manner in which it wants to be used, in the usability of it, that's where we really can't do it. And it's unfortunate. Some things could happen like that. And certainly it's unfortunate we lost some historic buildings just recently, as we reported just recently in that article, including the Clinton Music House. Well, it's time to move on to here. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. Thank you to Michelle Heidi for her contribution to the show. Vincent Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, in Flemington and everywhere else, respect. True respect, though. Not that lip service respect, like it's good to get along because we have to. You really have to get into the psyche and understanding of everybody in order to get these political differences resolved. And even if that's not your situation in Flemington, you know you still have some political differences, and you're going to have to get them resolved as well. Take it as an opportunity. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Hunterdon, on Hunt Chamber Radio Comms.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.com. www.hunterandmedicalcenter.org.
Good morning.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Hillary Clinton continues battling Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary with a big contest today in Kentucky. University of Virginia political expert Larry Sabato telling Fox News that Clinton really needs to stop the momentum of the Vermont senator.
The fear among the Clinton campaign is clearly